Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
All right, kids, plug your ears. Going to talk about some adult things real quick. New study by Harvard University finds that couples should wear coronavirus masks while doing the business and making love if you're not quarantining together. Now, I know we're starting to get out back out there and you're, you know, going and probably maybe dating in person now that you can get back to restaurants. But researchers do recommend showering before and after getting busy. They also suggest avoiding kissing. Now, the study says that couples who are quarantining in the same house can still be at risk of spreading the coronavirus if one partner leaves to run an errand. Now, researchers say that abstinence is the safest approach during the coronavirus pandemic. Not sure if you've seen the movie Naked, I think it's Naked Gun number one.
Yes.
Where they have the entire full body condoms.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
That's when I read this story, that's what I pictured was like, oh, why don't we just get those? That's a great way to practice safe business. So,
but there you go. Yeah, what a weird thing to have to do with your significant other if you guys aren't like quarantining together. You're like, wait, I can't even kiss you? Okay. I don't know if people are actually going to follow that, but if you wanted to be safe, I guess that's a good way to go. But speaking of, you know, people in relationships and, you know, doing things together, did you adopt a pet in the last few months? Because a lot of people actually have been doing that, and they're saying that it's made a difference in the relationship. According to research published in Psychology Today, couples who own a pet together are happier and have lower blood pressure than their non-pet owning friends. Couples with pets also have more of a connection than couples who don't own a pet. So, see, to like in general, adopting a pet is a good thing. So make sure to check out Furry Friends Friday this week in case you're making or wanting to make your relationship improve.
I think it depends on the pet because my grandparents had a parakeet and my grandpa hated that bird. and obviously had high blood pressure because the bird would just be flying down the hallways and
so
you had to
stressful.
Jump out of the way. Very stressful. Yeah. So parakeet, as they might be cute, slightly annoying, probably not the best pet if you want to keep your blood pressure down. You need to keep on your toes when you got a parakeet. But that's Coffee Talk brought to you by Honor Credit Union.